You're listening to the Contagious Confidence Podcast, and I'm your host, Katie Hawks. Confidence is a journey, and I'm here to remind you that you're not alone. Every Tuesday, I'm bringing you episodes that will inspire, encourage, and challenge you. Are you ready? Today, I want to talk about something that I've been thinking a lot about lately, and that is mastering your mindset. I feel like I've let my mindset hold me back in so many areas of my life. I've really, really struggled with mastering my mindset and changing the way that I think about things. And I think this is so relevant to confidence because our mindsets, our thoughts, how we think about things really set the tone for our lives. I can recall so many different times when I had a certain mindset around something and I just let it hold me back. For example, for perfection. For years and years and years, I was a perfectionist. I would want everything to be perfect. I absolutely self-imploded when I made a mistake. And I would let the pursuit of perfection hold me back in a lot of areas of my life. I mean, I probably would have started this podcast way earlier than I did had I had a mindset around perfection that was healthy. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I would have this idea for something and then I just wouldn't do anything about it because I was like, well, it's never going to be perfect, so why even try? And I finally had to start rewriting my thoughts around what is perfect and why do I want this pursuit of perfection? Why is that something that I so desire and I let basically rule my life? And it came down to that, like, I just didn't want to make a mistake. I placed my value on how good I was at something or how perfect I was. I was teased relentlessly when I was little about being too perfect, being the goody two shoes, or like always following the rules, never doing anything that was not expected of me. And it was really hard. I really, really struggled making friendships, really trying to figure out where I belonged, because if people made fun of me for the fact that I wanted to be a good person, why would I want to be around them? And so I really started to change my thoughts around perfection when I started like getting into my career. I started looking at making a mistake as a learning experience rather than not being perfect. And I really tried to learn from my mistakes. One of my first jobs out of college was being a copywriter for a Fortune 500 company. And I was the only copywriter on a team with two editors. So I had two editors looking at my work constantly. And every time they made a change or updated something, I would go back and look at their notes and try to improve for the next time. Because it was important to me to learn from my mistakes and really try to understand, like, how can I make their job easier and be more proud of my work? And continuing on in my career, I never wanted to, like, claim that I did anything just in case it wasn't perfect. Like, I worked in social media for so long and I wrote the like tons of blog posts and I got published in a lot of publications, but I would never let anyone know that I did that because that was opening myself up for criticism. Sometimes I would post a blog that I would write and very sweetly someone would reach out and be like, hey, there's a typo in this. And I know their intentions were good. They wanted me to be proud of my work, but I would just self-sabotage. I would be like, I made a mistake. Why did I even share this? Like, it wasn't perfect. But then I realized, like, I need to open myself up. I need to open myself up to criticism and not trying to pursue perfection all the time, because I do a lot of really cool stuff and I want people to know about it. And it tells me that if they're looking at it and they see a typo, that they actually read it. That's actually a good thing. And I've tried to learn from all of those experiences and really just like re-tailor my mindset around how I think about things. So that's just an example of something that I changed my mindset around. One other thing, this is a different situation and a different thought, but one other thing that changed my mindset around something that was holding me back was the fact that I cared so much about what people thought that I would just like clam up anytime I was around people. And I would just analyze everything that I said, and I would let people's reactions to what I was saying kind of dictate how I was moving forward. I would pay so much attention to someone's reaction of what I was saying that I would just like start talking in circles or being so in my head about something or lose my place, my thoughts. And I was working with a coach, and I was telling her how it's just really hard for me to feel like I have anything valuable to say because I feel like people just don't pay attention to me. And she asked me, she's like, well, why don't you feel like people are paying attention to you? I said, well, sometimes like I'm talking and people are on their phones or they're looking away from me, or they, I have to repeat what I just said because they didn't hear it. And she told me, Katie, you don't own the truth. You don't own the truth of what people think about you. And her saying that completely shifted my mindset around how I viewed what people thought of me. Because we don't own the truth of what people think of us. We don't know exactly what people are thinking. We can assume, but we don't know what people are actually thinking. Maybe they're like, ooh, that was really good. I'm pulling my phone out to write that as a note. Or they could be like dealing with something that day, or they like maybe had a thought about something and they need to check on something. It has nothing to do with me. And when I finally allowed that statement, like I do not own the truth of what people are thinking about me, that freed me up in so many ways. Because I was living my life letting other people dictate how I approach things, how I presented myself, because I didn't value myself and I didn't value my thoughts about myself and I didn't value what I was saying, and I was letting other people define that for me. But when I finally heard that statement, it just spoke to my soul. And I'm sure thinking back, you might can think about certain things that people have said that just spoke to your soul. It was exactly what you needed to hear the moment that you needed to hear it. And I think that's another way that we can shift our mindset around things, is being open to what other people are saying and hearing their feedback and just like taking what we need from it. Like every time I put out an episode, I hope that someone will take something away from it. They don't have to get every point I made, and it doesn't have to change their life, but if they can take something away from it, that's the goal. I really want to put content out there that helps people, because I started this podcast because this is something that I didn't have when I was growing up, and I want it to be a resource for people, and I want you to know that you're not alone in the way that you think. And I think that if you really examine how your life's going right now, it probably has a lot to do with your mindset. If you're unhappy with where you're at in your life, maybe it's because you have a mindset around you're so much further back than everyone else, and you're like, you hope that you would be further along at this point. And that could really start dictating how you're feeling about yourself, because y'all, your thoughts become your reality. What you think about yourself becomes what you think about yourself. I don't know why I said that, but like, think about it. Like the more you focus on something, the more it grows. So if you're focusing on the fact that well, I'm down and out on my luck, or I'm having like things happen to me all the time and I just can't seem to catch a break. It's your mindset that is affecting your experience. Because once you start switching around your mindset, maybe rather than saying, well, I feel like life is happening to me right now, say, life is happening right now, but this is only temporary. I'm going to get through this. Because there was a period of time last year where I was just so fucking frustrated with my life. I felt like everything was happening to me. I didn't have any control over what was going on. And I finally had to be like, I can't continue this cycle. Because if I continue this cycle and I continue thinking bad about myself and I continue like beating myself up about every situation, like that is not a way that I want to live my life. Like, y'all, you decide what your thoughts are. Yeah, there's sometimes we have intrusive thoughts, but you can turn those off. If you really do the work and you really focus on cleaning up your thoughts, you can start poking holes in those negative thoughts that you have about yourself. And I'm telling you this because I'm speaking from experience. Because not too long ago, I was in a very, very dark place. And I was really, really like a prisoner to my mind. Like everything negative that I thought about myself, I was making a reality for myself. And I was so unhappy. It affected my relationships. It affected my work. It literally infiltrated everything. And I could not seem to break out of it. But then I started identifying like why I was having these thoughts, what the roots are of them were, and how they were entering my mind. And I started working on how to get them to stop. Do I still have certain thoughts about myself? Yeah, of course. I rain on myself all day long, but I do not let those thoughts define me. Anytime I have a negative thought about myself or a negative thought about a situation, I always try to reframe it. I will either try to get to the root of it. I will poke holes in it. My therapist gave me this really cool illustration, and it's talking about putting your thoughts on trial. Because I can tell you, 9 times out of 10, every single thought that you think about yourself is not true, or it's not a whole truth, because your inner critic is going to be the toughest on you. We're all so hard on ourselves. I am so freaking hard on myself, but I found true freedom when I started reframing those thoughts about myself, deciding whether I was going to believe those things about myself, because the more you think about it, the more you're going to believe it. But if you can catch that thought and kind of retrain your brain to think differently, that's going to give you true freedom. And it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to have a great day every day. You're going to have times where you just beat yourself up, and you're going to have those intrusive thoughts. They never go away. But if you practice and speak affirmations over yourself and truly start believing all the good things about yourself, it's going to change your mindset around a lot of things. I think that's the key, like allowing yourself to be open and to really believe things about yourself. Listen to what people say to you about yourself and start believing it. I can't tell you how many times I get a compliment and be like, oh no, like you're just saying that. But honestly, y'all, like if someone gives you a compliment, accept it, receive it, because that is like, that's the best form of affirmation, is having someone who is outside of your life, or a friend or someone just complimenting you or giving you great feedback about something. Like, start believing that. Because I think growing up, like, especially as women, we were always told, like, oh, Like, you don't need to accept compliments about yourselves, or you don't need to believe like everything good that someone tells you. Like, I don't know where we learned that, but that needs to stop now. Because when someone tells you you look good, or you look pretty, or they like your dress or something, like, take that as a compliment. Whether or not it's an actual compliment, you don't own the truth about what someone else is saying. Like, say thank you. Literally just say thank you. Because I think the more that we start to hear those things and really start to believe those things about ourselves, that's when our mindset is going to change. And I know it's hard, but you've got to be willing to put in the work. I think, like, especially when it comes to confidence and in your journey on confidence, the more that you believe in yourself and believe in your value and really understand who you are and really decide who you want to be and own who you want to be, that's when your mindset is going to start to change. That's when you're going to get a confidence mindset. That's when people are going to start, like, watching you when you walk in a room. Because when you truly believe the good things about yourself, that's when everything changes. My life has changed so much when I started to just believe in myself. And if you're struggling with believing in yourself right now, or you're really down on yourself, or you're in a cycle that you just feel like you can't break out of, I'm here to let you know, one, you're not alone, and two, this is only temporary. If it's important to you to break that cycle, start working on your thoughts. Start thinking about the great things about yourself. Ask people to tell you what things are great about you. If you can't think of any yourself, I guarantee you the people that are in your life that you trust and that care about you are going to tell you plenty of things that are good about you. Because we're not meant to go through this life alone. And you might feel alone right now. Even though I'm in a happy, healthy relationship and I have the greatest friends in the world, sometimes I feel lonely because that's my mindset. And it's like, well, no one knows what I'm going through and I'm alone in what I'm going through. But I'm starting to realize, like, I need to be more open and more honest with people. This is something that I've struggled with a lot because I really internalize a lot of stuff. That's just my personality. Like, anytime I felt like vocalizing something that was happening or how I felt growing up, I would usually get shut down. So I just started internalizing things and really, like, working through things by myself. And I think that in doing this work and trying to be more vulnerable and showing up in different ways and having conversations with people, it reminds me that I'm not alone. And that, sometimes it is a good thing to internalize things or process things on my own before I start talking about it with other people. But know that, like, you're not alone in the way that you're thinking, and that people are going to be there for you. If you feel like you're alone right now, if you feel like your friends have abandoned you, if you feel like you only have one friend, you only have one friend. That's a friend that you can count on. That's someone that cares for you, that really wants the best for you. So be vulnerable with them. Let them know that you're thinking all of these negative thoughts about yourself, because they're going to be able to help you through this. I think another thing that really affects our mindset is comparison. And because I was saying that, I just feel like a lot of people, myself included, are comparing themselves to other people right now. And it's so easy to compare yourself, especially in this day and age, because we have social media. At any time, we can go and look at other people's lives, we can see what their highlight reel is, we can see all the awesome things that are happening in their life, and then we take a look at ourselves, and it's like, well, why isn't any of this happening for me? But we have to remind ourselves that everyone's journey is different. Everyone has a different path in life, and it's going to look different from yours. And one thing that I heard a while back, I can't remember exactly where I heard it. I think it was on a podcast, but someone said, don't compare your chapter one to someone else's chapter 10, because all social media is really just a highlight reel. I mean, we're seeing all of the great things that happen in people's lives, and we don't see all the struggles that they go through, or like we can't see into their minds, so we don't really know the full picture. I mean, even if people are being vulnerable and processing things on social media, and we all get so invested in drama sometimes. And anytime someone is like emotional about something or is going through something, we like to know everything about it, even if we don't know the person personally. And I think it's just like, I don't know, this is kind of random and it's kind of off on a tangent, but I think that we are like constantly comparing ourselves to other people. And if, like, whether it's negative or positive, we're always going to be looking at ourselves compared to other people. And I think that is a mindset shift that we need to make. It's like, we can't compare ourselves to other people's journeys. We can't compare ourselves to other people's journeys, because it's going to look so different for everyone. Like, everyone is different. Everyone has a different background. Everyone has a different day to day. Like, why are we comparing ourselves to other people that have totally different lives from us, but on social media, it looks like we have the same life or we have the same experiences? But honestly, like, I think if that's a mindset shift that we can make, like, just focusing on ourselves and how we can better ourselves and how we can navigate through this life in a way that we're proud of, I really think that's going to help change your mindset around comparison. I'm getting so passionate about this, y'all, that I'm getting out of breath a little bit. But I really felt strongly to come on here and say these things, because it's something that I constantly struggle with, and I know that I'm not alone in struggling with it. And I hope that you've been able to learn from this, or at least be reminded that you're not alone. But no matter where you are in your life, no matter what your thoughts are, we can start controlling them. We can start shifting them. We have control of our thoughts. We decide if we are going to believe what we're thinking about ourselves, or if we're going to look for a different truth for ourselves. We decide. And that's, I think, where I'm going to end this, because I want you to know that you're special and that your mindset around things can be shifted. It's not set in stone. You can change. You're allowed to change. It's natural to change your thoughts around something. And if you want some encouragement or need some advice about a particular mindset that you have around something, please reach out to me. I'm here for you. And I want you to feel like your most confident and beautiful self. And I really think that our mindset is something that we really need to work on if we want to be our most confident selves. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. I'm so grateful that you tune into this podcast every week and that you listen to these words and that you enjoy the interviews that I do, because I truly believe that confidence is inside of you. We're just going to unleash it. We're going to learn each and every step. We're going to continue to grow and to continue to be our most confident selves. And it's a journey, and I'm here with you. I'm here to remind you that you're not alone and that it's not going to happen overnight. But if we continue to put in the work day by day, we'll get there. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed it and think someone else needs to hear it, please share it. And if you have a couple seconds, please take a minute to subscribe and rate this podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the absolute world to me. And yeah, I'll see you in the next one.